From Spark and Anvil and Math Circle, this is Tess Try Small, in Chapter 1 of the Math Circle cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The circle had gone quiet in the bad way. Not the thinking kind of quiet, the frozen kind. Theo and his three circle mates, Anya, Reet, and Min, were staring at a problem that asked about 100 lights in a row. Each one switched on and off in a complicated pattern, and the question was, how many lights ended up glowing at the very end? 100 lights. The number itself felt like a wall. "There's no way," Theo finally said. 100 is too many. We'd be here all night." That was when a girl appeared on the circle screen, maybe 12, with a wide grin and a pencil tucked behind her ear, looking entirely undaunted. 100 is too many," she agreed cheerfully. "So don't do 100. I'm Tess, and the first thing I do with a problem that's too big is make it small, tiny, almost insultingly small. What if there were just one light? Could you do one light?" Theo blanked. "Well, yeah, obviously. One light's nothing." "Then you're not stuck anymore," Tess said. "You just started." Tess sat down, somehow, on the edge of the table, swinging her feet. "Here's the thing nobody tells you," she said. "A big problem and a small problem are usually the same problem. The big one's just wearing a scary costume. 100 lights is terrifying, but 2 lights, 3 lights? Those you can actually do, with your hands, on paper, in a minute. And while you're doing the tiny ones, you start to see how the whole thing works." She tapped the table. "When I was little, big problems used to make me want to disappear. 100 of anything felt like being asked to climb a mountain in one step. Then I figured out the trick. I never had to do the big one first. I could do the smallest, silliest version. 1 light, 2 lights, and just watch what happened. The mountain didn't get smaller, but suddenly I was taking a step I could actually take." "So we just do 1 light, then 2? Min asked. "Do 1, then 2, then 3, Tess said. "And keep your eyes open. Small cases love to whisper secrets."
The circle bent over their paper, and for the first time all afternoon, they were actually moving. 1 light, it ended up on. Easy. 2 lights, Reet worked it out, switching them by the rule. Then 3, then 4, then 5. Min kept a careful list of which lights glowed at the end of each tiny version, and slowly, the frozen feeling melted into something that almost felt like a game. "Wait," Anya said, staring at the list. "Look at which ones stay on. 1 stays on, 4 stays on, 9 stays on. Theo leaned in. 1, 4, 9. Those are square numbers. 1 times 1, 2 times 2, 3 times 3. The table went very still, but it was the good kind of still now. "We did 5 lights, Reet breathed, "and we can already see the pattern. We never needed to do 100 at all. The little ones told us."
Tess watched them, beaming, her feet still swinging. "There it is," she said. "That's the whole magic. You are frozen in front of 100. So you did 1, and 2, and 5, the tiny ones you weren't scared of, and the tiny ones handed you the secret of the 100 for free. The lights that stay on are the perfect square ones. Now you don't have to do 100 lights. You just have to count the squares up to 100. 10, Theo said immediately. 1, 4, 9, all the way up to 100. 10 squares. 10 lights stay on. 10 lights, Tess said, out of 100. And you cracked it by starting with 1. She grinned at their amazed faces. "Feels different than there's no way, doesn't it?" Theo looked at the answer they'd been so sure was impossible an hour ago. "We almost didn't even start," he said quietly. "It just looked too big." "They always look too big," Tess said. "That's the costume. Underneath, it was a problem about 1 light, told 100 times.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter. written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to tests try small. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.